All right. It is exactly 6 p.m. on Wednesday, the 12th of November. We're called meeting to order. This is the Lake Point Municipal Utility District's regular November session. Start with line item number one, which is to receive communications from the public on items not listed on the posted agenda. See, I don't see anyone. No one speaks, so we'll close one. We'll go on to two. Public comment on items that are on the agenda. No? Okay, we'll close two. Next is line item is to review the and approve the minutes from our October 8th regular session. Did everybody get a chance to review those?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't have anything.
Okay. So I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes as they're presented.
Anyone? I'll make a motion we approve the minutes.
One second.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Moving on, we'll go to reports and committees. We're not joined this evening by our representative from the WTCPUA Board of Directors. We sent congratulations earlier. He had a baby granddaughter this morning, so he told us he would not be making it. But he did send some information. Did everybody get a chance to review that? Is there stuff worth discussing on there? I'm having connectivity issues, so.
Did we send them our letter sort of on that same topic?
Yeah, there's a copy of it in the packet.
But they received it already? Did they have it in advance of that meeting? Do we know?
They did. I called their lawyer's office the Friday before the meeting and confirmed receipt on their end. I didn't receive any response, though.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry, I'm struggling over here. Electronic. My board package is closed, and this one says it can't connect to the internet. All right. Let's see here. Line item number 4A. 4A1 was to receive, so we'll table 4A1 since the representative is not here. Do we want to talk about the easement on and the maintenance agreement for the Preserve Access Road? That was also in our packet?
Correct.
Do we need an executive session for that, or are we ready to?
No, the version that we approved in the summer was approved by PUA. That's just a copy of the agenda in case.
Oh, yeah. I got it back up, but I appreciate it. Thank you. The
PUA informed me that their legal has approved the version that we.
In the packet?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll sign that tonight?
Exactly. Just need a motion to approve and authorize you to sign.
Okay. So as we've reviewed the maintenance agreement, road maintenance agreement with the WTCPUA, I motion that we approve the signing of that agreement with the WTCPUA.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Do they have to take care of all the maintenance?
No. It's an agreement between us that splits 50-50. Yeah. But it also outlines if we're responsible for something and it's clear and evident, then we take care of it, and vice versa. That's the down and dirty of it. All right. That was actually 2 and 3 combined, right? At 4A2, easement on and maintenance agreement, and 3 is discussion of the shared road improvements. Actually, that's not. I'm sorry. 4A3 is. Do we need to have further discussion on the KFM, or was that the road improvements that they had suggested, or is that idea put to bed? Recall.
Yeah, we're not entertaining that project right now.
Okay. Okay.
So take it off the agenda.
Sure. Yeah. So we can close 3, and we'll take it off the agenda. Mm-hmm. Then, did you want to save for review letter for WTCPUA regarding proposed allocation of costs until executive session?
Yes, sir.
So that's 4A4. Okay. And that closes for the WTCP waiters. Anything else for WTCP way? Nope. Okay, so we'll close 4A. Just an update as you generally would do, and then we can go into that. Just if you don't mind grabbing the microphone, the one behind you. Thank you.
It's on this. Let's see. We are meeting next Monday here at the spot, and you guys are welcome to come hear what we're going to be talking about. We have, we're still in the process of getting the cabinets made here and over there. We hope to get them installed. We're hoping by Thanksgiving to be able to get them. The coating of it, because we hadn't done the pathway that went down the steps. So a couple weeks ago, we also had a leak. So they had to dig something up that turned out not to be as good as it very expensive. And when they patched up, they went through the new finish of the piece of this. We had the same guys come back in and finish that. So that is completely done now. We're going to be discussing pickleball court at our meeting on Monday. We've been looking at some different possible solutions, but I haven't had a chance to discuss any of the boards. Giving them proper notice first. And then the other thing that I wanted to mention was that Abby's been getting a lot of calls and emails about the this point park gate. Now, people can't get into it. And it's ongoing. And
the vehicle gate or the pedestrian gate?
The vehicle gate, I believe.
Yeah. Somebody ran into the vehicle gate and broke it. So we've been working on trying to fix it.
And do you know when it'll be?
No, well, it's going to get wrapped into one of the KFM.
Essentially, they finished off the gate.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Yeah, so, and in fact, we can maybe talk about that in Preserve, or if we want to jump ahead to Preserve. Do you have any updates on that?
No.
We have authorized Jeeves.
I talked to my repair guy, and he's supposed to be getting out here last week to look at it, see what it was going to take to get it temporarily working. But he was leaving town for the week, so I haven't heard from him. And I'll give him a call and see what he's
doing. It's stuck open right now.
So not to interrupt and not to be that guy, it's actually working right now. It's actually been working for the last probably almost 2 weeks, but its reliability, I think, is in question.
Oh.
So I've been checking the footage. I've gone down there a couple times. It is working, but I did hear the concern that I think people are having problems with their fobs or something. So I can take that up to reach out to
Ed.
Thank you. And just see if he needs to come down and test it. We had done some testing with him, and he said everything was working, so I don't know if we're having a different issue with fobs or something.